You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.
This is our end of the season announcement. And like we do, we're going to hit you with the bad news first, and then the good news.
The bad news is we're taking a breather.
Yeah, this is a time for us to take stock, catch up on some much needed stuff like our Patreon, and I guess we're supposed to have a newsletter and research our upcoming topics. Boy, I'm exhausted just saying all that, Jenny, and I haven't even talked about the social and the merch and all the things.
Yeah, and like producing 5 podcasts in a month, isn't that a thing we decided we were doing?
I know, and writing and talking to people. We want to talk to you guys more on social.
We've got a lot to catch up on, and the break is kind of necessary.
Yeah, because we both have full-time jobs as well, and a lot of times what you don't see behind the scenes is this is also a full-time job at night.
So we have families that we haven't seen in like 4 or 5 months.
I mean, I was literally writing an episode on New Year's Eve. My husband had to pry me away from the computer to drink Prosecco at midnight.
Jen's like, you will pry me off of my Agrippina episode over my cold dead body.
Yeah. So all of that is to say, we're going to have a little break, maybe take a nap, go to a yoga class, research lots and lots and lots of stuff, and be back with you guys on the 28th of February.
Yep, that is the bad news. The good news is we are so, so excited about the episodes that we have coming up.
Next season, we've got a really big arc coming up and some loosely connected episodes and one-offs. And everything that we're going to be covering at the moment, this might change, is dealing with the ancient Romans and what they got up to in Gaul and Great Britain.
Sometimes our plans change.
Yeah, well, sometimes we come across a one-off topic that we didn't know we were going to get into. And then we do and we're like, no, you guys need this now.
Yeah, but it's loosely connected and I think we're kind of running the gamut between stuff that's kind of a long series and stuff that's a one-off and stuff that's like kind of a one-off but sort of fits in. So like it's going to be, I don't know how many episodes, like 10, 12.
I think it might be our longest series yet, guys.
I've got an epic multi-part series coming up on the life of Julius Caesar. Seriously, I'm really into Julius Caesar right now.
And I'm going to tell you guys, I was not super into Julius Caesar. I was kind of like the voice who's like, oh, Julius Caesar, do we have to? And now I'm kind of like, I might be sort of a fangirl.
I think that the pirates won you over.
Yes, guys, the pirates.
Yeah, Julius Caesar and the pirates. That is totally what won me over. Like, I think I heard that somewhere and I was just like, I have got to do an episode on Julius Caesar. Now you'll find out what I'm talking about.
Sooner than you can possibly imagine.
It'll fly by. And there's going to be a special focus on Vercingetorix and the Gallic Wars. And I'm including special episodes on Gallic myth and archaeology because I also want people to know who these people were.
Jenny, is this a myth podcast now?
Yeah, there's totally going to be a myth podcast. Just you wait. It's kind of hilariously, ridiculously epic. I'm super excited about it.
And I'm super excited because mythology, guys.
Mythology and history. And you're doing your first episode on military history.
I am. I'm actually sort of doing 3 episodes that have more, or maybe 4 episodes. I'm not sure exactly how many, that have more military history than I've ever tackled before. I'm going to look at the life and times of Boudicca because I have been teasing that since we talked about Amazons. And I'm just so excited that I get to talk about the warrior queen, who I think was also a ginger. And you know how I feel about gingers.
Ginger warrior queen.
Exactly.
Who may have been a vampire.
It's possible.
Hey, some of my best friends are vampires. That's cool.
I'm also going to look at Spartacus and the Third Servile War, which if you've seen the TV show Spartacus, you can understand why Jenny and I are thrilled to cover this topic. But I think we've done a lot looking at the aristocracy, and I'm really excited to dig into the stories of what that revolt actually meant.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
Yeah. And also, in our last episode, I was talking to you about Dux Femina, and we were talking about women generals, and I mentioned Fulvia, and I cannot wait to tell you this story. If you find a woman in ancient history who cuts a man's tongue out and sticks it through with a gold hairpin, that is a woman you have to cover on this podcast, and we're doing it.
It was Cicero's tongue.
I didn't want to give him spoilers, Jenny. You just give away the whole story.
I know, but the fact that it was Cicero's tongue just makes it...
His silver tongue. He was a famous orator. Once upon a time, when I was in middle school, I think, I took Latin class. I had to translate some of Cicero's famous speeches. And I kind of wish I knew about Fulvia then, because there was like a 14-year-old version of me who's like, do it. Put that pin through his tongue. Why am I translating this shit?
I guess you, by the time you got out of middle school, you had a healthy anger towards Cicero.
I mean, we had very different childhoods, apparently.
I didn't have a lot of Cicero in my childhood.
Yeah, I was not a particularly brilliant Latin scholar, but as you started going up in your grades, less and less people chose to take the language. So I got into like the AP level Latin class because nobody else was in the regular class.
And that is when Cicero started to ruin Jen's life.
No, that is when Pliny the Younger ruined my life, and also Virgil. And a little bit of Ovid, but that's also why I'm obsessed with Virgil and why I will eventually tell you the story of how the Aeneid is all Augustus's propaganda machine.
Yeah, but we're not getting into the Aeneid in this cycle.
No, not this cycle. I have to be honest with you. The last Julian-Claudian dynasty, the Stark family, almost killed me. I need a break from them for a little bit.
It broke her, this series. I watched it happen. She was texting me at, I don't know, midnight my time, which is like, what is that, Jen? Like 6 a.m. her time?
5? I don't know.
She's like, I'm still working on Agrippina.
It's true. But the positive side is you have gotten to listen to that entire series. And it was so much fun to write and so much fun to research.
Jen was mainlining Red Bull.
I do not drink Red Bull.
What were you drinking then? I mean, you must have been on something.
Coca-Cola. And I think there was wine at some point in time.
Just like caffeine straight into the veins.
Pretty much.
So anyway, so that's what we're doing. Oh, and I'm also doing an episode on the fall of Anglesey in Wales, the Druids' last stand. I'm really excited about that.
I'm super excited about that, too. And it's kind of one of those places where I know you're going to do an episode on it. I'm going to be like, so can we go to Anglesey and see where the last stand was, please?
It's probably going to happen at some point.
So that's what we've got coming up. You can catch us on February 28th with some more epic stories from the ancient world. In the meantime, come and talk to us on social. We're on Twitter at Ancient Hist Fan, Insta and Facebook at Ancient History Fangirl. We will be having lots of new content, recommendations and stuff while we're on hiatus. So we won't be on hiatus on social media.
We'll be around if you want to tweet at us or chat with us or whatever. We'll be here. We're just, you know, taking a little break. And we will be back on February 28th. And also check out our Patreon. We've got some awesome rewards, including shout outs in the episode. We're doing movie night and a chance to vote on various things.
For season 4, we're going to let you vote on some of the topics that we're thinking about including, so you can let us know what you'd like to hear in that season.
You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/ancient history fangirl. We will see you on February 28th.